Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Justin Champion, who is going to be participating in the Lansing MS Walk at Potter's Park. Good evening, Justin. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awfully well. Got a hold of some information about you from a mutual friend and wanted to talk to you about the event and your involvement of the event. When does it take place this year?
Takes place April 30th at Potter Park Zoo at 10 a.m.
How many years have you participated in this event?
I have participated. This is my seventh year walking.
Wow. I'm looking at a Facebook page for Walk MS at the Potter Park, at Potter Park, I'm sorry. And it's telling me that more than 700 walkers are involved in this. That was last year, and I'm thinking you're probably hoping to get more this year.
Yes. This year I plan on having almost 80 people just on my team. That's Braided Champions.
I was just going to say it. I kind of talked over you. I apologize for that. It's called Pat's Parade of Champions. You hope to have over 80 people, and you're still looking to add to that, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What is very impressive, Justin, is the amount of money that your teams have been raising. Why don't you tell us about last year's number, and I'm sure you're trying to beat that this year.
I raised $12,000 last year, and this year I'm at about $6,000. It's a little lower than last year, but, you know, doing the best I can.
But the team, I mean, that's incredible. Personally, you raised over $12,000 last year, and the team raised over $24,000.
Yes, we did, and we are also sixth team fundraising in the state. We were sixth, and we were behind a couple, two or three, like Ford and a couple banks, I believe.
Well, which is amazing as well, to have raised over $24,000. And like you said, from the information that was given to me, you were only beaten by folks like Ford, Dow, GM, and Comerica Bank. So that's pretty impressive company. Yes, right. you hope to have, like you said, over 80 folks on the team this year. How long is the walk?
3 miles.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And it's around the park, and then along the river walk if it is not flooded.
That's a very good point to make. Hopefully the weather will improve greatly before a week from this weekend, right?
Yes.
Now this is personal for you, isn't it, Justin?
Yes, it is.
And tell the audience why that is.
Well, I'm just it changed my life, my job, and what I do at work and stuff like that. I mowed lawns for 9-10 years, and then I had to change my job, and I do a little bit of everything at work right now. I don't work in the field anymore, so I work at Luke Landscape Company.
Which is a great company. In fact, Mr. Luke, Rick Luke, is a neighbor of mine. So it was about 6 years ago that you were diagnosed with MS?
Yes, 2005.
And you said it had some life-changing ramifications for you. So the money raised at this walk, you're looking for a cure, and it's as complicated and as simple as that, isn't it?
Yes, it's in the last. I've been raising money for 7 years, and I'm almost at. To date, right now, I'm at $63,000.
That you have raised personally?
Yes, personally.
Boy, that's amazing. And the money, does the money largely go to research for the National MS Society?
Yes, it does. It goes everything goes to National MS Society.
That's pretty impressive. Are there some breakthroughs being made? Is there progress being made, Justin?
I think so. I hope we're close. I'm not sure on the research, how we're doing. I haven't heard it in a while.
How can people join your team? You said you're looking to hit around 80 or go above that. How do people go about joining the team, which is called Pat's Parade of Champions? Well, by the way, who's Pat?
Pat is my mom's best friend, which she was diagnosed in the early 80s, and I joined her team 6 years ago, and that's how the team has been getting bigger every year.
And you're co-captain with Pat on that, huh?
Yes.
And back to my first question. I'm sorry, I kind of digressed there. How can people become a part of your team?
They can go to National MS Society and look for the team. If you go to the team Pat's Parade of Champions, and then they can sign up there. And if they just want to walk, if they know anybody, or walk on my team, they can go to, they can actually go to http://tyleearl.com/47krfv4 and type Pat for Pat's Parade of Champions. And that's how they can join my team if they would like to.
And they can also head to the website to make donations as well.
Yes.
Very good. And well, it sounds like... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm good.
Okay. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I was just going to say it sounds to me like you're the team to join it at this. You've got success written all over. And I love the fact that it's Pat's Parade of Champions and your last name happens to be Champion. That worked out well.
Yes, it did.
Very good. Well, we'll repeat again that the MS Walk Lansing 2011 is at Potter Park Saturday, April 30th. Registration starts at 9, so you can show up that day as well, it sounds like.
Yes, you can.
To register? Very good. 9 to 10:30 is registration, opening ceremonies, and as Justin has said, it's a 3-mile walk. It'll be a lovely walk, as he says, if the river isn't high. So, well, Justin, good luck to you. I'd like to talk to you again afterwards and see how many teams you beat this year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Justin Champion, who's participating in the Lansing MS Walk April 30th at Potter's Park. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.